The Inner Game of Tennis by Timothy Galway. But can one learn to play out of mind on purpose? How can you be consciously unconscious? It sounds like a contradiction in terms, yet this state can be achieved. Perhaps a better way to describe the player who is unconscious is by saying that his mind is so concentrated, so focused, that it is still. It becomes one with what the body is doing, and the unconscious or automatic functions are working without interference from thoughts. The concentrated mind has no room for thinking how well the body is doing, much less of the how-tos of the doing. When the player is in this state of concentration, he is really into the game. He is at one with the racket, ball, and stroke. He discovers his true potential. The ability to approach this state is the goal of the inner game. The development of inner skills is required, but it is interesting to note that if, while learning tennis, you begin to learn control of the mind to concentrate the energy of awareness, you have learned something far more valuable than how to hit a forceful backhand.